You are listening to 89.1 WEMU, some of the world's most famous movie themes. That must mean it's time for Cinema Chat. It is our weekly visit with someone from the Michigan Theater, and this week it happens to be Michigan Theater Program Director Ruth Ledneiser. Ruth, thank you so much for being here. Russ is away, but he'll return sometime soon.
He will. He's actually at CinemaCon, which is the big industry conference in Las Vegas right now, catching up on what are the latest movies coming out, what's the latest trends in movie presentation.
Well, there is news out of Hollywood this week.
There is.
And for people like me, it's somewhat dejecting.
Well, it's interesting that the whole superhero idea of movies is taking off to the point that I'm not making this up. There are 65 superhero movies coming out this year. So
that is such oversaturation,
well,
isn't it?
Or
is that common? I mean, when something hits big, as these superhero movies are,
right,
obviously Hollywood's going to latch on and try and maximize the monetization of the genre.
And it's been going for a while. I mean, when you think about the person I'm about to tell you about, Michael Keaton, he was Batman when I wore younger man's clothes. Exactly. And the rumor now is that the latest buzz is that he's going to be returning to the superhero genre, but as a villain. So he's apparently in early talks to play a villain in the Marvel and Sony co-production of Spider-Man: A Homecoming, which will be out probably about another year or two. But, yes, it's one of many.
65 movies
65.
Over the next year. Michael Jewett may never work again. He's just going to go see movies. You are listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Cinema Chat. And while we lament the fact that there's going to be so many superhero movies, you know, some people love that. Just not necessarily my thing. It's not the kind of movie we're likely to see as part of Cinetopia.
I was about to say that. We are 7 weeks away from our fifth Cinetopia International Film Festival in Ann Arbor, Detroit, and Dearborn. We have a new partner this year with the Henry Ford Museum, who are really excited with their new giant screen experience. They've taken their IMAX and turned it into a giant screen.
Yeah, it's supposed to be one of the best screening rooms anywhere in the
country.
Absolutely.
So they're going to be showing Cinetopia movies as well. And we've booked almost all our films. I can leak out one title that we will be announcing. We'll announce our full lineup on May 5th, though I will tell you passes go on sale next week for members of the Michigan Theater, Henry Ford Museum, DIA, Charles H. Wright Museum, all our partners, and to the public the week after that. But we have booked a film called Sunita, which is a documentary that won. We found it at Sundance. It actually won both the Grand Jury and the Audience Award for documentaries. And it is a great story about a young girl, Afghan refugee living in Iran, who wants to be a rapper.
Wow, that's a kind of a multicultural story, isn't
it? It is. And what really happens, too, is the documentary filmmaker gets so involved in her story that she then gets involved as well and tries to step in and kind of protect her from her parents who want to take her back to Afghanistan and sell her as a child bride, which is the custom. So it really opens a lot of issues about what do you do when a documentary filmmaker stops being objective and starts being part of the story.
Sounds like it's got a bit of everything.
It
is. You can't help but getting engrossed in the personality of the person and putting yourself in that position and experiencing it from that perspective.
And there's a reason it won all the awards at Sundance. Yeah. So we welcome people to come and to Cinetopia June 3rd through the 12th.
Well, thank you very much for the teaser. And
yes, thank you.
You can be rest assured we'll be talking more about Cinetopia in the weeks to come. This is 89.1 WEMU. You're listening to Cinema Chat. And what is opening downtown this week that I haven't seen before?
Krisha is opening downtown, which is a film that was a huge hit at South by Southwest last year, again winning Grand Jury and Audience Awards. And it is a story of a woman, it's a first-time director, but getting really great reviews. A woman who shows up at her sister's Texas home on Thanksgiving morning, having been estranged from the family for about 10 years, and kind of reintroducing herself to the family and all the personal, you know, conflicts that come into play. It sounds dark. It's not. It's really interesting. It's really kind of true to life story of seeing what it's like with family dynamics of those who kind of come back into the fold having been
and
away.
And lo, the many years and long distances, you walk right back into the same dynamic.
Yes, you do.
Rears its ugly head right again.
Yes, you
do. Yeah, that sounds great. And what about a special event called The Martian?
Yes, our Science on Screen series that we do each year. This is the finale of the series for this year. We are bringing back The Martian, which just was nominated for seven Oscars.
Right? Yep.
As we do with Science on Screen, we show a film and then bring in an expert in that area to talk about it. So not only will we be showing the amazing film with Matt Damon, but we're also going to be bringing in Dr. Nilton Reno, who's not only with the University of Michigan's Department of Climate and Space Sciences, he's also a co-investigator for NASA's Mars Science Laboratory. So he can tell us firsthand if one could really grow potatoes on Mars.
As they could in the movie.
Exactly. It's going to be really interesting. He's been with us before. He's a great speaker. And it'll be a fun way to really look into the story itself.
So many science questions about Mars.
I know. Well, and that movie was so great because it was so science heavy to be able to find out how much of it was true and how much of it was Hollywood.
Well, so. Either way, it all worked together in that
exactly.
film, certainly. What about Paprika?
Well, our Cinemanga series is almost over. We have two more of those, and that's the Japanese manga films brought to life. Paprika will be on April 20th. Oh, I should see Science on Screen is on April 20th as well at the Michigan. Paprika, part of our Cinemanga series, will be on April 20th at the State. One thing I do want to bring up is on Sunday, April 24th, we have a really, really special occasion. We have a chance to show a thought-to-be-lost film, 1916 silent film Sherlock Holmes. It was thought to be lost forever. They found a print in France in 2014.
And they were able to restore it?
They were able to restore it.
100 years later?
Yes. This is a film that was actually filmed in Chicago at the SNA Studios that Charlie Chaplin founded, with William Gillette playing the role that he had played on stage all over England and the United States for hundreds of performances, and it's his only ever time doing it on film. We'll be doing it with a silent film with the organ accompaniment on our Barton organ.
That's the only way to do this.
I know.
Films, right?
You will literally be transported back to what it would have been like to see this movie the first time it came out.
I think I'd be more interested to see this version than anyone with Robert Downey Jr.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be amazing. And Stephen Ball, who is one of our organists who's now in Atlantic City, is coming back to play the organ. And it's a benefit not only for our organ, but for the American Guild of Organists Ann Arbor chapter.
That sounds like a special event. Now,
yes.
There are a couple of movies opening up at the multiplexes as well.
Yes. Jungle Book is opening up, which really... It looks amazing.
It was a book I grew up on as a kid.
Absolutely, and we all knew the Disney version with the musical. This is the only actual human actor in it is the boy who plays Mowgli, who's great. And all the animals are computer-generated but look so real. And it's got Bill Murray voicing the bear Babu. It's got Idris Elba as the tiger in a very menacing way. It's Ben Kingsley is the panther who takes care of the boy. It's a really,
well, they went all out with the cast, didn't
they? They did. It's got an amazing cast, and it's beautifully, beautifully filmed.
Yeah. Well, that'd be kind of nice nostalgia for me, but might be something that my grandson would really enjoy.
Yeah,
as well.
I think they would, and it really it looks real because I was watching it. It really, the computer generated animation doesn't look like animation. So.
Yeah, and then of course there's Barbershop, and if you're a fan of Ice Cube and Crew, it's going to be a funny movie.
It is funny. This one they're actually taking on some real topics though, because it's set obviously in a neighborhood in Chicago, so they're actually dealing with some of the gang violence that happens there while still being funny, but talking about what's happening to the kids in the neighborhood. Common is in it. We've got Eve. There's a much.
I like that they're
going
to take a little different approach, so you're not getting the same movie again.
Yeah. And it's kind of true to life. Having come from Chicago, you can't ignore those things that are happening.
And what about Criminal?
Criminal's an interesting movie. Kevin Costner's back in a really great role, but he plays...
Playing Kevin Costner, as he always does.
Well, not really. He starts out as a death row inmate with absolutely no redeeming qualities, but they insert in his brain the memories of a CIA operative who's been killed, and he then takes on, they're hoping to get him to take on the rest of that CIA operative's
and
mission.
One must assume it goes slightly awry.
I think so. Lots of things blowing up.
So it's not only Kevin Costner, but it's Gary Oldman, who's amazing, and
Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah, so that's a good cast.
It's got a great cast. Ryan Reynolds, for a few seconds, plays the CIA operative who's killed, whose memories he gets.
So. I wouldn't mind having his current memories. I think his life might be better than mine.
There's lots to see and lots to do. With the weather warming up, thank God, we get out, come see some movies.
Ruth, thank you very much for your time. We certainly appreciate it, and we'll look forward to the return of Russ Collins next week.
Thanks.
For Ruth Lednicer, I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti, listener-supported public radio from Eastern Michigan University.